our hardball sergeant. His name was Kirkpatrick, and he was one of the hardest-boiled, toughest sergeants on the island. At least that was our opinion, and I think every Marine boot had the same opinion of their own sergeant. Well, we had been in training for about 3 or 4 weeks, and we hadn't had rifles. There was a shortage of rifles or something, and we didn't get a rifle for a while. And finally, one afternoon, we drew our rifles. Went over to main barracks and drew our rifles at number 11 building. And after we drew our rifles, we marched back to the training camp. And the sergeant gave us a little lecture about our rifle, about it being our best friend, and to always see to it, it was well taken care of, kept clean and oiled and well taken care of, and shouldn't be neglected in any way. And he cautioned us especially about dropping our rifle. He gave us quite a lecture on that. Then made it appear that it was almost a court-martial offense to drop the rifle. Well, that was that. And then he dismissed us, and after chow that night, he took us out behind the heads and divided us up into two squads each. He took two squads, and each of the corporals took two squads, and began to go through the manual of arms. And things were going all right for a while, and finally it came to parade rest. He explained the movement of our feet for parade rest, and then he showed us how we should turn our rifle a quarter turn to the right from order arms. Well, we had a fellow by the name of Burroughs, a nice chap from Minnesota. Been a school teacher, and he was left-handed, and some way or other that kind of balled him up, and he got kind of twisted up on this turning the rifle a quarter turn to the right. And when he got the command parade rest, he would swing his rifle around three quarters of the way around and get the proper position, but it was kind of an awkward movement. Well, the sergeant, of course, it irritated him, and he gave Burroughs quite a lecture. And he tried it again, and Burroughs ended up with the same procedure. And he gave him a more stern lecture and tried it again, and Burroughs done about the same thing. Swung it around the opposite way and finally got in position. Well, this touched the sergeant off, and he had lectured to us a couple hours or so earlier about what a serious offense it was to drop your rifle. But when he had had this experience with Burroughs doing it the wrong way 3 or 4 times, he got so riled up, he grabbed his rifle with both hands, raised it up above his head, and started at Burroughs with gritting his teeth, and he threw that rifle, slammed it onto the ground in front of Burroughs, and it bounced, and he walked up to Burroughs and shook his fist in front of his face and gave him quite a lecture. This is just another case of a hard-boiled drill sergeant on Parris Island in 1917.